Chapter 2. When you believe in God, but are ashamed of your past. When I was in the second grade, I had a crush on an older woman. Missy was my blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and totally mysterious third-grade neighbor. A simple flip of her hair started my heart palpitating. She was the total package. I mean, she could climb trees and fish for crawdads. Whenever I was anywhere near Missy's vicinity, I'd freeze up like a North Dakota pond in December. I tried to win her love the traditional way. My friend would pass along a query through her friend, wondering if, by some strange twist of fate, I might actually, like her. Well, did she think she might, you know, maybe, possibly, like me back? Through the grade school grapevine, I made it clearly, but subtly, known that if she wanted to go with me, I'd probably be willing to go with her, whatever that meant. By day, I tracked her every move, and by night, I dreamed of saving her from vicious pirates, but it was all to no avail. She wasn't interested in younger men. Then it happened. One glorious afternoon, Missy asked me to come to her house to see a frog she had caught. I knew by now not to expect any pirates or kissing, but at least I would get to bask in her presence. Turns out, her presence was far from a basking-type environment. It was downright creepy. Holding Kermit in an old Folgers coffee tin, Missy asked me if I thought she should kill the frog. I wasn't big into frogicide, but when Missy asked, she had that deviant, "You really should agree with me if you want me to sail on the pirate ship with you forever" look. So, blinded by an acute case of puppy love, I agreed that she should kill the frog. Missy placed the frog on his back. His white stomach faced the heavens, legs kicking desperately, seeking a grip on anything. And I watched as my deranged beauty crushed the frog, using the rough, rusty edges of the coffee can. The helpless hopper's mouth shot open.